Hello, we've got James Jackson on the line. G'day, James. How are you?
I'm well. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you very much for getting up on this early, nippy Saturday morning.
Yeah, thank you. No worries. It's a bit cold. I'm battling the wind.
No, it is. It's really windy out there.
Yeah, it's rough.
Tell us about Bloomshed first.
Oh, okay. So we're a crazy group of theatre makers who started making theatre in a shed in around 2012. This like big old concrete floored tin shed out the back. And we generally have just been working to make adaptations, like radical adaptations of classic texts, and make them accessible and entertaining.
Oh, that's great. I mean, I remember reading Animal Farm and sort of thinking, oh, well, Anila, you were saying that when they made the cartoon version of Animal Farm, they directed it to children, but they obviously didn't read the text.
That's right. That cartoon version was also apparently financed by the CIA.
Oh, wow. Very suitable for children.
That's kind of nutty.
Yeah.
So tell us, there's a warning. Coarse language, smoke and haze effects, strobe lighting and loud noises. Tell us all about this production.
All right, yeah. So it's a pretty rough and ready retelling, because there's actually a lot in that little book. The first half kind of follows along the story faithfully, and then the second half takes the book and flips it all on its head when an Australian Senate inquiry launch an inquiry into the events of Animal Farm. So I guess what we're trying to do is we're not necessarily trying to recount the horrors of 20th century totalitarianism, but to illustrate how some of those themes can come through or shine through within a, you know, corporate capitalist structure, I guess. Yeah.
What's prompted this retelling now?
Well, it actually began in 2021, but we got shut down. We performed it once in Geelong and then had to rush to Melbourne because the lockdown was commencing at midnight. But I think what really prompted a retelling was a desire to treat Orwell's text, or to extract the spirit of Orwell's text in a way that hadn't been done before, which is to have a look at it outside the context of the Russian Revolution. And I was probably reading something by Noam Chomsky and looking at his argument that corporate structures are often totalitarian. And then I thought, well, there's probably a good time now to investigate that exact idea.
Yeah, you're right, of course. It strikes me that George Orwell was actually describing the world that we now live in.
That's right. Yeah, I think that's true. And then there's always a smattering of Aldous Huxley on the side. And yeah. So we've been sort of using this term, which isn't mine. I think I stole it from the maybe Scott Stevens and Waleed Ali, which is the Huxwellian sort of world in which we live. So there's always a bit of that as well.
Did you learn anything about Australia while you were putting it together?
Did I learn anything about Australia? I've been really keeping my nose to the grindstone, is that what you say? and trying to keep up to date with contemporary Australian politics has become harder and harder. So I suppose maybe not learning anything through the process of making the work, but I think it's highlighted for me the notion that there's a sort of small collection of very, very powerful corporations that run a little bit like tiny dictatorships or little states within the country. And I think maybe that aspect of you know, Western democratic societies is overlooked.
Putting together a play is a very practical a process. Doing an adaptation of someone else's work and contemporising it in a different space, a different cultural space, Australia. How did you tackle that? Did you do that yourself or did you do it in a collective?
We always work in a collective. There's no hierarchies within our process. Everyone has equal say, and that means that when we adapt a work, our stage managers and lighting designers and performers and writers are all one and the same to a degree. Usually someone operating the lights, but everyone has a say in the work that we do, and so we try to sort of model it off a more truly democratic space and create a space where everyone's heard and listened to. And it does make the work take a bit longer because there's often a lot more conversation that happens and there's a lot less time to shut down that conversation. But that process allows us to go deeper and I think actually makes better work.
Yeah, I reckon it must too. Also, it must make you grown-ups.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a bit hard being a grown-up, isn't it?
Yeah, it's rough. Yeah.
It's rough out there. It's going to be on at the Darabin, Northcote Town Hall Arts Centre.
It's at the Northcote Town Hall Arts Centre from the 12th to the 23rd of July. And then we do a little tour to the sale on the 31st of July and then the Potato Shed on the 22nd of August and Horsham Town Hall on the 29th.
Oh, that's fantastic. Do you come from rural Victoria?
I don't. I currently live in Violet Town, which is up in Yorta Yorta country.
Yeah.
And but because we were placed on the Year 12 VCE playlist, I thought it was important to make the work accessible to regional schools because Melbourne sometimes gets all the fun.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Good on you. More strength to your arm. I think that's fantastic. Good on you, and thank you very much for ringing in and having a chat with us about this great new production of Animal Farm.
Oh, thanks for having me.